This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Care and Sleep Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. With May is Better Sleep Month for mild to moderate sleep apnea, oral appliances can be an alternative to CPAP or surgery. Prosthodontists are pioneers in their field of dental health with new techniques for pain-free, better smiles. Madison Prosthodontics is run by board-eligible prosthodontist Kramen Wiltz, who provides the latest in dental advancements and is an expert in aesthetics, full-mouth reconstruction, and teeth replacement options using dental implants, complete dentures, partial dentures, crowns and bridges, veneers, and inlays or onlays. Dr. Wiltz and staff pride themselves on the quality of service and their expertise in dental implants and dental prosthetic treatment. Here today is Dr. Wiltz to tell us more about how a prosthodontist differs from a regular dentist and how they can help those with sleep apnea using different techniques and for those used to having great oral health. Dr. Wilt, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, I'm privileged to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're welcome. The pleasure, certainly ours as well. Looking forward to the information here on this topic. I do understand you recently opened your practice. Tell our listeners how a prosthodontist differs from a regular dentist and who could benefit from your services.
Of course, that's a big tongue twister there. The biggest difference between your prosthodontist and your general dentist is that your prosthodontist has undergone 4 years of dental school plus 3 additional years of specialized training, basically in diagnosing and treating complex cases, unlike that of your general dentist. Your general dentist comes out 4 years of dental school, and they do the basics in dentistry. As far as when it comes to your prosthodontist as well, your prosthodontist is like your master architect or your master builder that comes up with blueprints for your overall treatment. So your general dentist has not been trained to do that. So that's the biggest difference. But we also work with implants. We also do, like you said, full mouth reconstructions and highly aesthetic cases as well.
What is your advice to those of us that might be putting off extensive dental work, maybe because of anxiousness?
I would encourage anyone who has put off extensive dental work to seek the professional opinion of your local prosthodontist. And if you don't have one nearby, seek the care of your general dentist. They can help you find your prosthodontist. And basically, your prosthodontist can allow you to get some treatment options for your care. It's important that you are a partner with your local prosthodontist in finding different options that can solve that problem for you.
Also, it is Better Sleep Month, and lots of us suffer from a condition called sleep apnea. How can prosthodontist help, and is surgery often required here?
Well, you know, Mr. Dye, this one hits really, really close to me because my father, he suffered with sleep apnea, and I didn't know it until after going through all my rigorous training, what he was actually experiencing. But I can vividly remember that my mom and dad slept apart because, my mom didn't like the snoring that my dad did. And he would often come in the room with me. And then I would see him literally gasp for air. And I just thought it was, normal snoring. But later on, I found out that it was actually sleep apnea. And this can have severe health risk on an individual, from heart disease, stroke, heart attacks, and the like. So it's very, very important for any individual that if you snore or if your spouse hears you snore, to at least get checked out. Because you might be suffering with sleep apnea, and it could have some severe health risks, as I mentioned previously. The other thing is, does it require surgery? No. Right now, the most ideal way to accommodate for sleep apnea would be the CPAP machine, continuous positive air pressure. And that's what most individuals sleep with, a mask on where air is being pumped into their lungs. However, there's other alternatives, such as the sleep apnea appliances, the oral appliances that you can put in, especially for those individuals that cannot accommodate for the CPAP machine. Is surgery a must? No, you don't have to go through surgery. Again, you can consider an oral appliance. But for some individuals, it can be. It's just good to get checked out by your local prosthodontist.
Certainly good information and advice today. We are with Dr. Kramen P. Wiltz, the second DMD, CDT, and board-eligible prosthodontist and founder of Madison Prosthodontics that focuses on treating patients with the most challenging dental problems in the greater Huntsville-Decatur metropolitan area of Alabama here on eHealth Radio's Dental Care and Sleep Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Wiltz, you also perform a cutting-edge procedure called All-on-4 Solution. What is the procedure, and how does it benefit patients?
The All-on-4 procedure is an amazing process by which people that don't have any teeth or have teeth that are extremely failing can have, instead of a removable appliance that, like a complete denture that you have to take in and out at night and put in a cup, you can actually place implants and attach a denture to those implants, and they'll have a fixed solution so they can eat just about anything they want to eat, and they don't have to put their removable appliances, like before, in a cup, and no more glue, so you don't get any more slipping of the dentures as well. So you can be confident about your smile and eat just about anything you want to with the All-on-4 procedure.
And that's certainly good news. Now, what are some other services that you provide? Do you screen for oral cancer as an option?
Of course. Every patient that comes in gets an oral cancer screening. They get a temporomandibular joint or TMJ screening, as well as the sleep apnea screening. So a bunch of screenings are done at the initial consultation. But we also do aesthetics. We do veneers, we'll do veneers, inlays, onlays, dentures, we'll do partials, we'll do implant-supported partials and dentures, and we'll do the hard and complex cases. We also work with a lot of other dentists or specialists in with complex treatment and care, whether you need to go to the orthodontist and have some teeth straightened, and then come back and to our office and address any type of spaces, or if you're unsatisfied with the finished product, we can definitely get you taken care of and have you leave with a beautiful smile.
Does one need a referral from a dentist to make an appointment with you, and do you accept insurance?
Great question. No. You don't need a referral to be seen at Madison Prosthodontics. As a matter of fact, you could just call the office at 256-319-3256, and Trish, our front desk, she'll get you an appointment scheduled. But we also work with a lot of general dentists and other specialists in the area, so we get referrals from them for patients as well. But I have to tell you, most of our patients come from other satisfied patients, so that's our basis for most of our referrals. As far as when it comes to insurance, we are not a provider for any particular insurance service. However, we do help our patients file to get reimbursements directly to them.
And if one wanted more information or to be in touch, give us your phone number one more time, as well as your website for more information.
Sure. The phone number is 256-319-3256, and our website, we can be found at www.madisonprosthodontist.com, and that's Madison Pros. Dot com, You can, and you could also, if you're outside of the Madison area, you can go to a pro or www.gotoapro.org, and you can find your local prosthodontist by simply putting in your area code in the search icon, and you'll find your local prosthodontist.
You can't beat that. Well, certainly do appreciate your time and this information today, and look forward to another opportunity of speaking with you in the future, Dr. Wiltz.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Doc.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Kramen P. Wiltz II, a board-eligible prosthodontist and founder of Madison Prosthodontics that focuses on treating patients with the most challenging dental problems in the greater Huntsville, Decatur metropolitan area of Alabama. And once again, the website of reference is madisonpros.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio, when the dental care and sleep health channels are part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.